Roth, 6 a.m.
You'll never cheat on me again. I forgot we made it that way. That fits right in, doesn't it? You
nice little whipping there.
That's great sound. Go ahead, play the whole thing again. Play the ID, sure. And then do the music again, because we're talking about people cheating on you, right? Or if you've actually cheated, maybe you've actually felt like this when you got caught. Go ahead, hit it up, Hutch. Yo.
Roth, 6 a.m.
You lying tramp! Actually, I felt like the guy receiving that before.
Yeah, I was going to say, I am so turned on.
It's
now.
An extra $200.
Can we do it again?
He's British.
I want to do it again.
Well, they invented that.
Like that robbing, you like that whipping.
That's amazing sound, isn't it? I mean, come on, face it. I look a lot better in assless leather chaps than Al Franken. I mean, you can admit that. This is Roth Radio, baby.
That's why they're assless.
People get very upset about cheating here. We got somebody on the phone already, but we're going to go 866-313-3733. Actually, Dave Vitale is going to be coming up in a little bit here. I'm wearing a bootleg wristwatch that I got in Chinatown for $14, and it only loses, I don't know, 32 minutes a day. So. I had it on backwards last month, and I was 12 hours late for everything.
So even your watch is cheating on you.
Even my watch is a cheat. Your cheating heart will tell on you, and Roth Radio will get you back, baby. New York, Philadelphia, Dallas, Texas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach. Out of all of those cities, which one has the most cheaters?
West Palm.
Wow, I wouldn't have thought of that, but now that you say it.
It's hot, it's steamy.
That's like socialite cheating. That's
yeah, that's
high
class cheating.
That's designer cheating. That's
they,
right.
They've
that's
got the time to do it, too.
That's like Roxanne Pulitzer cheating and this kind of thing, right?
Lots of places to do it and boats and
that's Rush
hotels,
Limbaugh. That's Rush Limbaugh territory,
yes,
too, right?
Is
he a cheater? Is he married? Well, did he cheat on his wife?
Think about
how
that.
How can you cheat on Vicodin? I've tried.
He's so big. Who'd want to cheat with him?
Well, it's power. Come on, man. For presence and power and status, you know, transcend. From the guy's edge, especially in Europe, if you've got a brain, if you've got some kind of cultural contribution and bad teeth with a good bank account, you will wind up with
and
Kate
a big
Moss.
A bag of OxyContin?
Well, no. But if you become famous and you end up working this shift.
He's a wealthy cat, too. He's got a lot of money.
Wow. He's unbelievable sized out there. But I'm going to give you an example of somebody I think is going to hear. This comes from page 6, where all the news is truly news. It's the only news that I'm going to deal with. Newly minted INXS singer J.D. Fortune. We talked about him yesterday, the INXS fellow from the television show. What was the name of the television show?
Rockstar.
Brilliant.
Duh.
That's like really neo-primitive minimalism.
I can't believe you didn't remember that.
Well, come on. It's like so painful obvious, you know. It's like Walkman. Well, of course it is. Really, I wouldn't think of that. It's like the guy who writes Eats in front of the restaurant. Same guy. They hire him to invent these names.
They probably paid a fortune for it, too.
Right. Okay. J.D. Fortune, who is the new singer from INXS, is already enjoying the spoils of rock stardom. Hold. What spoils do you think they're referring to, Animal? Have you ever enjoyed the spoils of rock stardom? And what spoils do you think they're referring to? Go ahead.
I have no idea, Dave.
Stop it, you lying.
You lying cheater.
You lying giraffe.
You know, man. You know, like I'm... down south, they didn't really cheat with women. They cheated with animals, all the farm guys. Oh, no. They had a thing called Stump Broke. You know, most...
Stop it. I don't want to hear it. PETA is already angry at me for saying dogs don't love me.
Uh-oh.
And Robin is saying, no, he's right. Dogs do not love you, Dave. They love the rest of you.
They love the rest of us. Nobody, I feel bad for that terrier.
Nobody loves me but the fans. And J.D. Fortune, because he's...
I love you, Dave.
He's...
Even though you don't love dogs.
And baby, you are purebred. J.D. Fortune, the new singer who was on the show Rockstar and found his way. That's Dave Navarro, who was the narrator, whatever you call that, on the show. They picked him for In Excess, and he's already partying. There I am paraphrasing again. The spoils of rock stardom. I'm leading in with my own version of the truth. Here we go. Fortune, who was picked to replace the late Michael Hutchence on the ghoulish reality show. Why would it be ghoulish?
The ghoulish, because what happened to Michael Hutchence? Died,
yeah. What happened to him?
Oh, come on.
Well, I know he's. We're breathing him. He's in the ether with Elvis and Hendrix. But what happened to him that he wound up there? Go ahead.
It was a strange hanging.
It was autoeroticism. I guess he had had all the other thrills in life. And they found him hanging with, I think it was a belt.
Oh,
you know, he's trying to choke himself while he was reaching sexual climax. Right.
Oh, sex without partners.
Sex without partners.
I'm a member
or
of that club.
Air. No partners,
extreme
no oxygen.
Sex.
Woody Allen and I are members of that club, Sex Without Partners. I know it well. I've never used a belt.
Yeah, but apparently there's a whole lot of people do that, and they choke off the oxygen, and
I'm
it's supposed to heighten it.
Sure, autoerotic asphyxiation. Say that 3 times in a row. No, a number of people have gone out that way. That's a sad way to go. And I guess what the routine is that you stand on a stool or some such, and you tie something around your neck, but you lace it around. You're not supposed to tie it, actually. And that as you enjoy yourself or whatever, you kick the stool over. And what happens is when you yank tight on your carotid arteries, you know, and everything that's going up to your brain, your body goes into a supercharged defensive maneuver, and your mind floods with adrenaline. Everything kicks into overdrive because you're getting choked to death, and that accentuates anything that's happening to you. If you're having pleasure, those nerves kick alive like 12-fold. If you're feeling pain, the pain becomes unbearable, and you get the extra strength that, like when you read about a mom lifting a car off of a child or something, mm-hmm. Same exact kind of chemical process goes off in your brain. Terror, fear, fight or flight, and you just flood with all the dopamines and endorphins, so you really don't feel things, but it also accentuates at the same time.
So it accentuates the pleasure as well?
Oh, yeah. Your nerve endings kick alive. Your whole body goes, whoa! And your nerve endings become ultra-sensitive because, you know, you may be in a fight. Inside your metabolism, it's going, we're in some kind of a fight here. We got to get extra strength. We got to get everything sensitive so you can feel what's happening on the sides of you, etc., like this. What you're referring to is when the cord doesn't unwrap totally, and Junior steps out of the building Elvis style way before the last encore, huh?
Yeah, and they thought it was suicide at first.
Sure.
Know, they didn't know, but then apparently they found some DNA in his leg hair.
Yeah, you know, a sample, a questionable stain or whatever. Yeah. That's a bad way to go. You know, you ever see the cartoon Cheech Lizard? It's from the 60s, one of the first original underground things by a guy named Vaughn Baudet. Cheech Wizard. It was a lizard that wears a big hat that covers down to his feet and whatever. He passed on the same way. He was one of the seminal comic book artist with the R. Crumb and everything coming out of the 60s and 70s. If I showed you the cartoon, you'd know it instantly. Cheech Wizard, same kind of way. Anyways, you know, a good way to commit suicide is you tie that up on your thing, and then you stand on a block of ice and put a heater next to it.
That's a slow
2 weeks.
Well,
it gives you time to change your mind.
Exactly.
It's your 110-day theory.
You may rethink it. Put the setting on middle power. Put on the live version of Freebird.
Wait, you can actually stop boots and get a sandwich doing it.
Some people need to get right up to the edge and look over. You know, it's just not the same in the real fight as it was during scrimmage.
And it keeps your booze cold.
What are you playing in the background? Is that suicide music? You're making me want to commit suicide. Turn his microphone off. Roth Radio. J.D. Fortune, who is the new... I can't get out of the gates here this morning. I'm in here with a giraffe and an orangutan. J.D. Fortune is already enjoying the spoils of rock stardom. Blah, 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 blah. He replaced Michael Hutchence on the ghoulish reality show Rockstar. In excess spent last weekend, hold up... No pun intended, at the Park Hyatt Hotel, knock it off, in L.A. with model slash actress. So she's on her way up. What you strive for, I think, is to have it actress slash model, and then ultimately, like Diddy, you chop off one end and you're a...
Well, in Hollywood, they call them MAWs, M-A-Ws, because it's model, actress, whatever.
Or as in, into the gaping maw.
That too.
I got to stop reading comic books. Anyway, model actress Estella Warren, and she looks really good up there. I see her. The two Canadian natives hit it off just days earlier on the set of the new NXS video, so she came to visit the video Afterglow, where they were seen smooching up a storm. How long is this going to last before he cheats on her? What do you think?
I just love that they're two Canadians. It's like, want to have sex, eh?
What would she be pointing at?
What's that, eh?
What's that, eh? It's a little cold. Come here now. What? That was a different accent.
I know. Where'd you go?
From the taxi driver.
To India.
Yes, I did. We have sex there also. It's very, very good sex. And it's very, how do you say, frequency. We have many times. Oh, you can have this too. You know, meet my friend Animal. He will, how do you call this? He will come to know you. Oh, yes, he's a very big man. Anyway, and he'll never cheat on you, Robin. And J.D. Fortune will never cheat on Estella Warren. What movies was Estella Warren in? She looks very familiar. Anybody know? Anybody care? Doesn't matter.
Find out.
She's got a great picture here, and she looks ultra familiar. I'm getting this out of page 6, where the news is completely news to me. Anyways, I think he's going to end up cheating on her before she ends up cheating on him. Wait, even as I say it. She is going to have a career, and she's going to be on the set, and she's going to fall in love with Brad Pitt, more likely. What do you think, Animal?
Yeah, that sounds about like what's going to happen, because, you know, gerbils are the man's best friend, isn't it?
What? I can't even spell non sequitur, and he just threw one, man.
Richard Gere in that movie?
It's all going down on Roth Radio, like water getting thrown out of a bucket.
Here, I have her movie thing here.
What is her movies?
Well, she's got 4 in pre-production right now. She did something called Her Minor Thing. Lord only knows what that's about.
Maybe that's in reference. That's like an eerie premonition reference to J.D. Fortune. What was the name of that?
Her Minor Thing.
There you go.
She was in The Cooler, and she was in Planet of the Apes. And as well as about a dozen other movies.
Okay, well, somewhere between Las Vegas and Planet of the Apes is going to be her relationship with J.D. Fortune, I think. Call me a relationship god, Robin. Some people actually do. Roth Radio. Broadcasting New York, Philly, Dallas, Boston, you know where. 866-313-3733. And you can email us on davidleeroth.com, the davidleerothshow.com, etc. Okay, let's take a call here, all right? Checking us out. Somebody's cheating. Johnny, are you cheating on her or is she cheating on you? Roth Radio, we got to know.
Hey, Diamond Dave.
How are you this morning?
All right. I was calling about Robin's comment about the girl picking up a check. Generally, the courts don't recognize the infidelity as a reason for any type of payment towards alimony unless there's a prenup that states for a specific amount. And if the marriage hasn't lasted for at least 10 years, it doesn't even qualify for alimony.
So what about live-in partners or what do you call that? There's other terms for this.
Alimony.
No, it's not just alimony.
Palimony.
So how long do you have to live with somebody before you're subject to a course of action like that? Do you know, my friend?
No, I don't know that one. I just know I heard it on one of the news programs that, you know, the courts aren't looking at infidelity you know, they're taking it as a natural course of events in life now. It's no major ordeal, you know?
So that this is a natural thing that happens because more than 62% are cheating, or how many marriages fail now? At least 50%, and probably more than that. People don't want to admit that. So what you're saying is now the court says, hey, this is real life, that monogamy and fidelity and marriage and particularly even relationships when you're not married, that that's a normal thing, and that we're not made to be for what do they call it, pair bonding. Is that the truth?
Yeah, they're saying it's natural, that monogamy isn't the steadfast course anymore. So
I'm very curious as how this actually works out in real life here, because, for example, I'm gonna spin out on something here, but it makes sense in this subject. Lawrence Fishburne, you know the actor Lawrence Fishburne, Lawrence Fishburne's former personal assistant is suing him for allegedly firing her because she was pregnant and single, her lawyer said Wednesday. All right, I'm going to fill in what probably happened. She got pregnant, had to change her lifestyle to a degree. Being an assistant to somebody, a celeb like Lawrence Fishburne, is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, 3 a.m, where the hell are you and where is my car and why isn't it the right color car, et cetera, and where's my bagel, and you know I don't eat these kind. And that when you become pregnant and you're single, that all of a sudden you have a whole lot of other responsibilities, and they probably went their own way. But now she's making allegations. She can allege anything she wants. And you know what's going to happen? They're going to grind him into paste. What's going to happen is whether or not this is real, whether or not this is fabricated, whether or not it's legit, has no bearing at all. What's happening is that lawyer now is going to work for half the money, probably 30% to half the money, and they're going to grind Larry for years. And if he thinks he's going to fight this and somehow make a, you know, beat the battle and show the truth, no, he's never even going to get to court. And I'm wondering if that doesn't happen when people cheat with each other and somebody's been living with you for a year, ladies. Call in on this. Guys, has this happened to you? Somebody's lived with you for 2 years, says, hey, I sacrifice my life, I sacrifice my time, my willingness, the best parts of my body. Yeah. And I'm worth what a wife would get because those were some of the best words or whatever. And the truth of the matter would have no bearing on it at all. It's my lawyer can beat up your lawyer, and which one of us can stay underwater for the longest period of time? Give us a call, 866-313. I want to know what's happening out there. 866-313-3733. Open up your cheating heart to me, baby. Yeah.
David Lee Roth, weekday mornings.
David Lee Roth, 一个高速度的电台。David Lee Roth, High Speed Radio, Radio Roth.
Give me some lead solo on there. Be young, be live, be bad, baby. Hit the volume up there, baby. Swing it. Swing it, white boy. Stop cheating on me. Stop. Stop. Roth Radio and your cheating heart will tell on you.I got a thing here. Dogs may be able to sniff out cancer. Dogs' keen sense of smell might be able to help in the early diagnosis of cancer, like they can smell the breath of people who might have cancer, breast cancer, lung cancer, whatever. Do you think it can smell if you're cheating?
It depends where it's sniffing.
Whoa! Because I had a couple of Rottweilers named after my great aunts, Esther and Clara. Because they were really noble, imperious, and really PO'd at the whole world, no matter how much you fed them or pet them. I never pet my great aunts. Perhaps
allegedly.
Perhaps if I had. Oh, there's friction in the Roth family earlier. You know, maybe if I'd petted my great aunts, their coats would have looked better. Maybe they would have loved me. This is where it started. I like to work with this. I like to work through these things with you, Robin.
Good.
I do. And in front of people, it has so much more meaning. Roth Radio, so much meaning. New York, Philadelphia, Dallas, Texas. You know what I mean, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh. It's West Palm Beach. Cheating heart, tell on you. Somebody up here says that there's a, was there a bathtub thing? Did that guy take off? He took off? Okay, somebody's got a story here. Number 14, he's a private investigator, and he's talking about, well, let's hear it right from the horse's mouth. Roth Radio, are you there, John?
Hey, how you doing? My name's John. Fine.
Go ahead, John, you have the mic. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, first thing I'd like to say is you are the filler mignon of lead singers, man.
Thank you.
I say that first off. I was in a situation where I was dating a girl at the time, and her husband, well, they didn't go through the process of divorce yet, but her husband had gotten a private investigator to come investigate us. And, you know, they went to court, and her best friend was kind of helping him out too. So he had a private investigator, and he had her best friend telling him what was going on. So when they went into court, they had my name, where I live, the car I drove, where I worked at. And but the funny thing about it is when the divorce was final, she basically got everything. She got the house. She got $3,000 in child support. She got, I mean, and I, it, for me, it's kind of confusing. It kind of puts me to a point where marriage is really not a thing for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you sound bitter, and I can kind of relate. She got the fish, the hook, and the line, huh? Wow.
Exactly.
First, okay, first I want to turn you... First, I want to turn you on to my attorney, Darth Vader and Sons. Vader, Vader, and F you. And you have a very serious point here. And so are you now hesitant to ever get married again? Because you sound like a guy who actually was down for a relationship, who wanted the thing to work. And now I can tell this from your general astonishment here. Are you now put off of marriage or a kind of a fidelity-based relationship from this point on?
Well, you know, I'm cool with the monogamy part, but as far as the marriage, it's kind of shaky. I mean, you got to think about it. I mean, they were married for like 13, 14 years, and I mean, yeah, she cheated on him, and I just don't understand how he actually got caught and...
Okay, let me ask you a question here. Do you, and this is just a fantasy question here. Would life be better if the detectives weren't this good? Was it better when certain things weren't revealed? Was it better when it wasn't so easy to find these things out? And don't just talk about it selfishly, because what if you wanted to find out? Maybe ignorance is bliss. Because if my girlfriend was cheating on me, you know what? I'd want to know, but I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to even have to address it. If I don't see it, it doesn't exist. I've gone through that phase of a relationship as well.
It doesn't exist till the rash starts.
Go ahead, you're on.
Hey, no, John,
I totally agree with you. I would never. You know, and the weird thing about it was that you see, me, her, and her best friend had went out, and obviously her best friend wasn't really good friends with her because everything we did on the date. I mean, we went out in limos and, you know, they took us to concerts, took me to concerts and all kinds of stuff. And everything we did down to, you know, the S word was revealed in court.
Oh, that's amazing stuff.
And my name was brought up, so it was a real awkward position for me to be in.
Sure, I'll bet you it's a real awkward position, and that's the kind of stuff that puts you off of the whole process. It certainly doesn't put you off of girls, Robin.
Were you the guy she was cheating with?
Definitely not.
It sounds like, you know, zebras don't change their stripes, all right? This is somebody who had a predisposition for it. Do you agree?
Yeah.
I think you wound up with a bad one, because generally speaking, if you play it right, you know, they're going to find fidelity, I think, from women more readily than women will find it from guys. Do you agree with that?
I definitely agree with that. But, you know, it's in the changing of times, too, you got to think, you know, women are more liberal now, and you know, they're starting to open themselves up to where, hey, if a guy can do it, I can do it too.
Okay,
so.
And is this woman that you're referring to, the one who did you the traitorous deed, is she on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being an absolute awesome knockout eye-roasting beauty, number 1 being what I usually date, bring up to me, tell me where she is on the scale? Where is
What's
she?
That?
Is, as far as what? Her beauty, is she a great number 10 or where is she on the scale?
She's about, I would say, a 7.
Okay, what you got to do is get an ugly woman to be your wife. Listen to the story I'm telling you. Get an ugly woman to marry you. Hey, write that down.
You're right.
Wait, I'll even sing it. Put up the music there. Here we go. Make an ugly woman to be your wife. Well, it doesn't fit with this. But this is sound advice. Or as sound as you're ever going to get it from Roth Radio. Thanks for calling. 866-313-3733. We have a divorce attorney on the line. This is going to be an illuminating experience. Tim, are you there? Roth Radio.
Yes, I am here. How are you doing?
What is your job description, Tim?
Well, I handle divorce proceedings mainly. That's about 95% of the work I do in Manhattan here.
And you're an attorney at law here in Manhattan?
Yes, very familiar with the topic you're talking about. A couple of things that you're saying that are wrong. The first caller had some wrong points. I just want to point out one thing here pretty much that you should know. When you have divorce proceedings, the female is heavily favored in a lot of the proceedings. For two reasons. Number one, she has kids, which everybody pretty much understands, I guess.
Certainly.
She gets more money. But the second thing is they see women in court of law as making less money than a man, and they feel that she should get more. And so all these women that think there's equal rights, and they're up there, and they have their voting privileges and everything, they still are looked down upon as making less money than the male in any situation.
They're looked down. They're looked down upon by the court, sir. Is that what your reflection is?
As far as being equal, because they see them, they should get more money because they feel. I guess they feel sorry for.
Well, that's not looking down. That's a support issue.
They feel like they can't make as much as a man can, so that's why they give them more money.
Okay, and do you support that personally?
Well, yeah, I feel it's okay because I feel like a lot of the situations I see, the woman is getting shafted a lot by the man because she's not able to make as much as him. I mean, the man is the breadwinner usually in the situations I'm seeing, and she needs to be compensated much more.
I'm going to agree with you on that. Go ahead.
What I also want to know is, I mean, this is just a little sidetrack here. How much do you pay the people in that are in the radio station with you to laugh at your jokes?
No, I don't pay them barely enough to actually laugh at any of these jokes. They're actually here because they enjoy themselves. But I think you have a serious point about the woman not making exactly the same kind of cash. That's a routine. And as far as the courts supporting that, I think I support that as well, particularly if there's kids there, if it's ethnic neighborhood or whatever. It's
right, and so much of the time they're not working, these women. You know, they're taking care of the kids. They're being housewives and they should get some.
I wonder if the court supports this on behalf of a society dame, on behalf of someone from the Upper East Side.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
If they reflect equally as far as this is a woman who needs the favor of the court. Put it back on. Go ahead. You're on. Yeah. What do you think of that?
What's your question?
The question is if the court is handling a divorce of people of wealth, of people who, you know, the Hamptons gang or Upper East Side, for example, here in New York City, do they show the favor of the court to the individual woman in the same respect that they would somebody perhaps who's on welfare?
Absolutely not.
How do they bias that? Do they look at bank records and so forth and make a decision? Is that the judge's decision?
Of course. They can look at it. They could say, supermodel here has $5 million, and the male, he might have $4 million. Okay,
sure.
That's a reverse role. Now they take that into account. Of course, I'm talking about your normal Joe Schmo that goes to work, and the husband's making such an X amount, and the wife's making this amount. He's making always a little more than her.
Sure.
I'm talking about celebrities. Celebrities are different ballpark.
I understand that completely, Tim. Let me ask you this. What is the average wage of the average guy of the case that you're handling? How much does he make per week?
Well, people living in New York City, Long Island, they're always a lot higher than people living in New Jersey.
Give us an average number.
We're looking at about... looking at about 80, 90 people in New Jersey are around 60. It's just a fact.
That's interesting. Then these kinds of proceedings have a much bigger pronounced impact on people who are making that compared to, you know, what's happening uptown and so forth. Tim, thanks for calling. 866-313-3733. Hutch, I want a divorce.
David Lee Roth, mornings.
You are tuned directly to David Lee Roth. How about a little fire, Scarecrow? Sie haben sich direkt zu David Lee Roth dazugeschaltet. Wie wäre es mit etwas Feuer, Vogelscheuche?
Have you ever been busted for cheating when you had those cell phones that if you sat on it the wrong way, it activated? No, really. This happened to me.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And she was carrying the phone. It, like, fell out of her purse, and it, like, landed on the couch or whatever and fired up and called me.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That's cold.
I'm a little bitter. So I'm wondering, because I got another news item here. It says men enjoy seeing bad people suffer. It's a study. American Press. A new brain scanning study suggests that when guys see a cheater get a mild electric shock, they don't feel his pain much at all. In fact, they rather enjoy it. In contrast, women's brains showed that they do empathize with the cheater's pain, and they don't get a kick out of it. It's not clear whether this difference is a result from basic biology or sex roles learned during life. So my question is, who's more likely to call up our next guest? He's coming up at about 8 o'clock. I said that a while ago, but my watch is on upside down here. Dave Vitale is coming in. He's a private investigator. He's the founder of the True Test Incorporated, where you can home evidence collection kit. This sounds like Dragnet. Just the facts, Dave. Are guys more likely to call in his services, or are women? Who's going to call in the PI more likely? What do you think, Robin?
I think it's going to be a push. I think it's going to be equal.
Equal, 50-50?
Yep.
Animal, who do you think's more likely to hire a private investigator, a guy or a gal?
Probably the girls.
Ooh, why would you say that?
Well, because all they got to do is, like, you know, like we were saying earlier, you know, like the court going to go with what, you know, the girl's side, and they just want a lot of evidence, and a guy really don't stand a chance, you know, in the court, because the judge going to say, kid ain't yours, feed him, it'll look like you.
Yeah, as if you're eating welfare pizza.
But look at all the callers on the board. It's all guys. It looks like we have one woman on the board.
Who do we got? Let's get her view, if in fact this is a gal. Terry, you're on. Calling from Ohio, your cheating heart will tell on you. Roth Radio, go ahead, Terry.
That's right. I've been divorced for about 10 years now, and I feel that whether male or female, if you're a cheater, you should leave with the clothes on your back and nothing else.
Uh-oh, it sounds like you have had an experience that we're going to hear about. Go ahead.
That's right. You know, your spouse wants to cheat. I have it both ways because I'm remarried now, and my husband's spouse cheated, and he left. And he got nothing. He didn't get the house. He didn't get the kids. He got one car. And I think, you know, if you want to cross over the fence and go to the other side, you should take nothing with you.
So you think he should leave virtually everything behind, and that the court should say if you can actually be certified as the one who cheated, that you lose virtually everything except the belt holding up your pants and the shirt on your back. Is that the truth?
That's absolutely right.
That's absolutely right. That's an interesting view. I wonder what our earlier friend, the attorney, would say about that. Of course, he's going to represent both sides of the view according to what the case is, Robin.
I agree with her. I think that if you're not evolved enough to say, you know what, I want to do it with somebody else and get it out in the open before you cheat, yeah, you're out of there.
But you know what? That spouse came back to me a year later and said, you know what, the grass isn't greener on the other side of the fence.
I bet he did.
Just like Eminem, huh?
That's right. The
really?
The grass is not greener on the other side of the fence.
And did you take him back?
Oh, no way.
Excellent. We'll be back with more Oprah after this. 866-313-3733. I'm on your side. I've been bitten a couple times, and hey, that's a painful issue, huh? You that's what you want. Robin, should they also get the dog?
Oh, they should always get the dog.
Roth Radio, all worldwide. Seth, he's got cheating legal issues. Seth, you're calling from New Jersey, is that right? Roth Radio, you're on.
Thanks, bud.
Go ahead.
Dave, how you doing?
Extraordinary today, Seth. What's happening?
All right. This is a good story. You're going to love this.
Sure.
My girlfriend and I, we've been together for about a year and a half. She's been separated and divorced for about 6 months. When she left her husband, the husband couldn't do anything because adultery is not illegal in New Jersey. So the court sided with her, and she just took her ex-husband for pretty much everything.
Okay, and is that that's the edge of the story there, right?
Yeah.
And what is your theory that because of that story? Go ahead.
It's just be very careful when you get married, I guess, because the girl's got you by the balls now.
I wonder if that's a commonly held issue amongst the women. Do most women perceive it that way, Robin?
I would, you know, I hate to say it, but I think they probably do. I don't, but I think that most women probably do.
Hey, enough is enough, huh?
It's business.
A million years worth of servitude, etc., and that cumulative value leads you up to, hey, I'm going to get mine as well, right?
And, you know, our tribe, we're not allowed to get, we're not allowed to get married on Saturdays because you're not allowed to conduct business on Saturdays. Did you know that?
I don't conduct business from Wednesday to Sunday. No big deals on the Sabbath. What's your point?
But that marriage is seen as a business commitment.
Oh, okay. So it's a merger. No, really. Think of it as a merger. You know, and then ultimately you go into production.
But yeah, I think most women, you know, do see it as a potential payday. But if the woman's got more money than the guy does, I'm sure the guy looks at it that way too.
Maybe the issue here, at least for me, is I always perceived of it as a love, romance, bonding kind of issue. And what you're saying is maybe now it's more perceived differently than I saw it, that it's a business merger. This is a conglomerate getting together, and that you have to set it up just the same way you would set up a contract with, you know, any other business, CVS for me, you know?
Yeah, it's cold, but that's the way, you know, that's the way it's seen legally.
It's like, well, it's starting to sound like it's a movie. It's only going to sell for so long. We used to think that marriage was life plus forever. It's not. This is interesting. Valerie, wedding day, the Mind Fairly Reels, Roth Radio. Valerie, you're on. Talk to me.
Hello.
How are you, Valerie?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's up?
I have a funny story. A guy discovered that his wife, they were at the reception, but he had discovered previously that his wife and best man were having sex and taped.
the wedding, the wife, the new wife, right?
New wife and his best man had been having sex. He discovered this. He had pictures of them, 8x10s, of them having sex, taped to the bottom of everyone's chairs. Said, I have a special gift for everyone just from me.
Oh, no.
This sounds like a Vince Vaughn, Adam Sandler movie or something. This is like The Wedding Singer gone wrong. That is such a cool move. What happened to everybody? Describe the scene. Describe the pandemonium that must have occurred there. Go ahead.
And I have a gift for everyone just from me. Everybody opened their pictures. And, of course, the look on their faces.
This is so out of a movie. I've seen commercials before where the guy's drunk and he stands up and he goes, and I want to toast Penny and Bob, and especially that trip to Amsterdam, huh, Bob? And did everybody, like, did it go silent, or was there crying, or what was there a fight?
He turned to his wife. He said, screw you. He turned to the best man. He said, screw you. And walked out.
Wow, I'll keep an eye on you, you keep an eye on me, and we'll both keep an eye on the devil, huh? Whew, some people...
This was after her parents had spent $32,000.
Oh. Wow.
That's justice.
That is bad, colorful, hard justice. Man, oh man, I'm totally for it. I'm going to go with what it said earlier here, that men enjoy seeing bad people suffer.
Exactly.
Wow, that's a rough call. Thanks for the story. Be careful out there. Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. That's like right out of a movie, isn't it?
Wow, that is cold.
Where the drunk best man gets up and he starts toasting, and it turns out she's, you know, and you hear the backstory. That's like a comedy,
comedy. Drama. Great drama.
The woman probably wouldn't have gone through with the ceremony, but that it was the guy, he went through the ceremony and then did this.
Ouch. Yeah. Ouch, 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 ouch. Okay, let's go for the next year. Man, go for Eric coming from Brooklyn here, Hutch. 13. Roth Radio, you're on.
Hey, Diamond Dave.
How are you, Eric?
Even CEOs of companies, when they leave, when they find other jobs, or when they get fired, they get a nice severance pay, they get a nice package to walk out the door.
Sure.
I don't think marriage as a business merger should be the man walk out with one car and get nothing else. Even if he cheats, he's entitled to at least half. They built it together. Maybe it's the woman's fault.
So you're saying that it's split. So you say it's split down the middle, irregardless of.
Down the middle, whether he cheats or not, you got to split it down the middle.
Maybe it's the
because the woman's not satisfying in that home.
Hold on, go ahead, Robin.
Maybe it's the woman's fault that he's cheating. Explain that.
Go ahead.
Well, if you ask for sex every night, every night, every night, every night, and you ain't getting it, you're gonna go somewhere else.
Okay. I'm thoroughly with
you. How about the bathroom?
That's right. If your bathroom's out of order, you're going to go somewhere else.
I think he has a point, Robin. Speak to that.
I guess he does have a point, but you got to ask, well, why is she saying no? How much weight did you gain?
Nah, okay. Well, that's an issue as well. But also, you also commit. That's part of either the romance or the business merger, however you see it, right?
Yeah.
And if you don't, if you don't come across, is that considered cheating?
Well, how about saying, I'm not getting it from you. I'm going to go out and get it from someone else.
Oh,
let's discuss this.
Nobody would ever promote that. Nobody would ever say that. Would you ever say that to somebody, my friend?
No, I don't think you'd ever say that to somebody.
No, that's too. No, excuse me. Human beings are not wired that way, because that was truthful, honest, grounded, reasonable, and with discretion. And no human being that I know ever thinks with all of those in the same tank.
Right. We're
just
not made like that.
No, and it's what keeps us interesting. You know,
that's right.
Ozzy Osbourne, the Prince of Darkness, and I am the boss of larceny. Roth Radio, don't go away. We're going to cheat on you right after this.
David Lee Roth in the mornings.